This is Jim Inkster, pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and Iran struck back at the United States yesterday for killing a top Revolutionary Guards commander, Qasem Soleimani, firing a series of ballistic missiles at two military bases in Iraq housing American troops in an escalation between the two longtime foes. And Iranian state television says it's revenge for the U.S. killing of Revolutionary Guard General Soleimani, whose death last week in an American drone strike near Baghdad prompted angry calls to avenge his slaying. As we noted, millions of people protesting in Tehran. 56 people were trampled to death, by the way. And the world at large is uneasy, but surprisingly today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 46 points. It was thought that the market might crater, but after the news came out last night that there may not be any casualties in the Iran strike against the United States, people are obviously breathing a collective sigh that it's not worse. But will it get worse, and where is this going, and was the assassination of General Soleimani, was it appropriate? With us to talk about this are Lamar White, publisher of the Bayou Brief, who, when invited on this show, was coming on to talk primarily about other things, but Lamar is one of the most astute observers of the world at large, I know, and Colonel Rob Maness, who spent 30 years representing the United States in hot zones across the world and, of course, is a conservative patriot. And let's begin with you, Colonel Maness. What are your thoughts regarding what is happening in the Middle East?
Well, thanks for having me on, Jim. I appreciate it. And first of all, I'd like to say, you know, we should all be keeping our military service members and their families in our prayers. And, of course, the people of Iran and Iraq that are living under this really cloud of evil that comes out of the country of Iran at times. I think that since the Iranians didn't create any casualties, it appears now battlefield reports, the longer we go, the more accurate they get, so we'll see what comes out today, that it's a good opportunity, and as I said from the outset, with the military operation that took General Soleimani off the battlefield, that was actually something that could be a de-escalatory action if it was played right in the long term. So we now have that opportunity. The foreign minister, Zarif, tweeted out last night that they wanted to de-escalate and they didn't want anything else. So this may be a good opportunity for that to actually happen, which is where I'd like to see it go.
Do you think it was appropriate to take out the general?
Yeah, General Soleimani was been designated a terrorist for many, many years, more than two decades. The IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, was just designated a terrorist organization by the United States in April of 2019. But most importantly, is he was directly commanding and controlling the forces that resulted in the young American contractor, who was originally an Iraqi citizen that became a naturalized citizen, by the way, that was killed a few weeks ago. He was over there working as an interpreter. So Soleimani was a legitimate target. It was legal under the international laws of armed conflict. And it was legal unfortunately, under the authorization to use military force that Congress has passed, both for combat in Iraq and the post 9/11 AUMF.
877-217-5757 to talk to Colonel Maness, and we're going to hear from Lamar White. But the death of Mr. Soleimani has not been met with universal praise from the conservative flank. Tucker Carlson, big advocate of President Trump, went on his television show on Fox and said that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, was wrong, saying intelligence agencies had identified an undefined Iranian threat. Here's the quote from Carlson, says, "Seems like 20 minutes ago we were denouncing these people as the deep state and pledging never to trust them again without verification." Carlson told viewers with his eyebrow arched, "Now, for some reason, we do trust them implicitly and completely." Lamar White, your thoughts about whether this was a prudent move by the White House to launch this drone strike that took out a popular military leader in Iran.
This may be the only time I'll ever say this, but I actually agree with Tucker Carlson. It does seem like this was impulsive and not really thoughtfully considered or planned, which is why we've been sort of scrambling the last few days to figure out the fallout. I did just see that Donald Trump will be addressing the nation in about 35 minutes from now. So I kind of want to withhold any other comment until after we know what the president says to the nation.
Well, we're pleased the president opted to wait until after the conclusion of our show to address the nation. And if you'd like to comment based on the information we know now and speak with Colonel Maness and Lamar White, your number is 877-217-5757. And producer Matt Doyle says it's time to go to the phone lines, and that we will. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
You know, I grew up in a neighborhood where you talk tough, you better act tough. And for the President of the United States to take this nation's resolve and wipe his backside with it, showing he's a yellow coward, not one person in his family ever served in the military. He made a lot of threats if Iran would counterattack, and he runs home like a little crybaby to his mama in the White House, and he has damaged this nation's courage and resolve for many, many years to come by talking tough, which was not necessary, and rather using diplomacy. The man is a total failure and a disgrace.
Now, Colonel Maness, we've gone through this before, but we do have a president who opted not to fight as you did and went to great lengths to stay out of a war, and yet he is doing things that are inviting conflict and perhaps war. Your thoughts about whether the president has the credibility to do this?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I think this is a first. I agree with Lamar on what he said about what Tucker said. This didn't look like it was well thought out to me, and I wasn't sure that we were prepared to respond to the after effects of that operation myself. As far as the president serving, look, you know, we've had many presidents that haven't served. The most recent in my life, in your life, was Bill Clinton, that had to do military operations, and President Obama, and President George W. Bush, I think, served as a lieutenant in the Air National Guard for a few years, but, you know, that's not a whole lot of experience either. So in these last years, I don't think any of our presidents have had that much military experience. And unfortunately, they've become the commander-in-chief, you know, the military in America is controlled by civilian control, as it should be. That's what we have to live with once we elect these folks.
Now, Lamar, when we look at the presidential aspirants who are in the home stretch looking to be viable candidates for either party, only one has served in a war zone, and that was Pete Buttigieg. Does that make him a more formidable candidate than others seeking the White House?
He certainly has a really dynamic resume for someone who's only 37 years old. I would say that, you know, back to the comment about Donald Trump, what bothers me most about him not serving is the fact that he basically lied about having a disability in order to avoid the draft. And I think that's what upsets a lot of Americans. Not that he didn't serve, it's that the way in which he went about dodging the draft.
Mitchell in South Hills. Mitchell, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. How everybody doing? And
doing
God
fine.
Bless America. Every move Donald Trump making is for the Russians. You got to understand that. Everything he's doing is helping out the Russians and stuff. We in America, today, we need to pray and sit down and pray.
Okay, well, we're about to go to a break, Mitchell, but appreciate your comments. But I guess, I don't know if I'm right, but my impression is that Vladimir Putin, Lamar, probably isn't really happy about taking out the General Soleimani. He probably thought that was a dumb move. That would be my impression based on Putin's relationship with Iran.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Destabilizing the current government in Iran is probably not what Putin wants. But, I mean, that said, we just learned, 2 days ago that Donald Trump had an extended phone call with Vladimir Putin. You know, days after the call occurred. So I don't know exactly what's going on between him and
the president of Russia.
We'll be back after this pause for the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Colonel Rob Maness and Lamar White, the publisher of the Bayou Brief, with us. And the topic at hand is what's going on in our world with Iran striking back at the United States, missile attacks on bases in Iraq that the United States inhabited. And fortunately, at this point, there are no reports of casualties. What do you think about where this is going? And whether it will be escalating or perhaps this is the end of what could have been a tragic event in which the U.S. once again goes to war in the Middle East. 877-217-5757 for Colonel Maness and Lamar White. Chuck and Scott. Chuck, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I would like to know what your guests think about the idea that President Trump has manufactured this crisis and wants it to keep going, to take attention off of his other issues that he's dealing with locally.
Is this a wag the dog scenario, Colonel Maness?
No, sir, I don't believe so. You know, as we've seen the last few years, there are mighty leakers inside the administration, and I think if there was even a hint of that, there would have been some leaks already about it. So there's just no evidence at this point that gives that any credence.
Lamar, what do you think?
I just think the simplest explanation is that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing.
That he doesn't know what he's doing?
Yeah. I mean, that someone, I heard that said that somebody basically asked him when he was at Mar-a-Lago whether or not he agreed with this particular contingency, and he did, and that was just how he felt that particular day. I don't think that he gave any real forethought into the decision.
Well, the story about Iraq in recent days has changed as far as the U.S. Being in and being out, now back in, and then there's an airstrike, and the president will address the country in about 25 minutes if things go according to plan, but we're with you until then, 877-217-5757, Stephen in Denham Springs. Stephen, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, yes. Hey, Jim. Hey, guys. Do y'all believe that this was a hasty decision, the assassination of Soleimani was a hasty decision to change the narrative from impeachment? Because I kind of feel it was a little hastily done.
All right. Well, Stephen, thank you. The president himself in 2012, when he was private citizen, Trump accused Barack Obama of gearing up for a war in Iran to get reelected. Do you think that there was any election component to this decision, Lamar?
You know, absolutely I do. And, you know, there's a tweet for everything. It's not surprising that he accused Barack Obama of doing the exact same thing that he appears to have done just recently. And, yeah, of course, I think it is sort of a wag the dog scenario.
Now, I think most of us have full faith in the U.S. military, but the people around the president, some of us have concerns about whether they are ready for prime time. And Mike Pompeo, who is a graduate of West Point, by the way, he's being accused of, now this has not been confirmed, but he's been accused of the one who recommended this. Does the president have the right people around him, Colonel Maness?
Well, I've always had a problem with the folks that are around the president. Pompeo is one in many aspects, especially the one that he seems to be more like John Bolton, who they both don't mind engaging U.S. Armed Forces in activities in combat and those kinds of things. And, I think the president gets too much advice in that regard, and that's where I agree with Tucker Carlson quite a bit. The president needs to pick better people that aren't attached to what's called the neoconservative movement, which really are a big part of the groups that have gotten into sent to a lot of these forever wars, trying to make democracies out of places that are just not going to happen from an American perspective, and wasting all this time and resources and lives and treasure. So I think the president could do a better job of that. I don't have any problems with Pompeo's experience in that regard, but I do have a problem with his willingness to engage our forces seemingly in too often and roles that they probably
Patrick in Innisfil Estates. Patrick, you're on Talk Louisiana.
And out of the Iran attack our bases, I hope we do show a show of force and respond. That being said, what worries me, I'm not worried about Iran. What worries me is the traitors here at home, the impeachment, the Democrat Party. They're constantly second-guessing our commander-in-chief. This is a just war. We were attacked first. We need to respond. If we don't respond, they're only going to attack worse. And it's the traitors here at home. I mean, LeVar White spoke it right out. He wants to second-guess everything the president says, and that's how the Democrat Party is. They want to second-guess everything.
I don't know that that makes somebody a traitor. We do have the First Amendment in this country, but your thoughts, Lamar?
I have no idea what dribble that was. I mean, that was totally ridiculous. We all have a right to criticize the president. I bet that the caller that just dialed in was probably a serial critic of Barack Obama.
Well, yeah, well, it is true that many who were so vitriolic in their condemnation of President Obama, including the current president, they have a different opinion now about matters of war and peace. Ann in Blue, on Blue Bonnet. Ann, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Ann.
Good morning. I wanted to thank Colonel Manus for his comments about neoconservatives. I completely agree with his position that Trump has too many of them advising him, and we need to be cautious about that. But what I was really calling about was, why did Trump not consult with the Gang of Eight? There's some talk from his troops that he didn't have time to do that, but he was walking around Mar-a-Lago saying something big's going to happen in Iraq a day and a half or 2 days before this to his buddies and cronies down there. He certainly had time to talk to the Gang of Eight, and I don't buy that excuse at all, and I wonder what your commenters think about that.
All right. Colonel Manus, did the president make a mistake by not consulting people and telling them what was coming?
No, I don't think he made a mistake, but I don't buy the excuse that there wasn't time either. There's two issues that I think that this current president faces. One is the traditional issue that all presidents face, including Barack Obama, when he made the decision to do the operation against bin Laden. And that is operational security with these very high sensitive targets. We know they're inside our digital systems, our communication systems, our cyber systems. We know enemies are in there, and it's very difficult to keep a secret. And these operations have to be very closely held. So that's one issue. The other issue is the relationship that the Congress, especially the House of Representatives, has established with the White House, and not from a purely partisan political perspective, but so, like the chairman of the Intel Committee is part of the Gang of Eight. Well, Mr. Schiff has not been very reliable in holding classified information. So if I were in Trump's shoes, I would be hesitant to do that. Then there's no requirement to, from a purely legal perspective, from what I've seen. So that probably factored into his decision-making, too. But really, it's a good idea not to do it if you're going to go after a target like Soleimani. And Soleimani was, there's no doubt, as General Petraeus said, that he was a more significant target in the war on terror than bin Laden was.
Lamar, should the president have talked with top members of Congress and others before launching this attack on this assassination of General Soleimani?
Ideally, yes. And also, I mean, ideally, the President of the United States would have a working relationship with leaders in both chambers and of both parties. Unfortunately, that's not the reality. So, I mean, I kind of understand the distrust.
Okay. Mike in Villa Del Rey. Mike, you're on with Lamar and Colonel Manus.
Great show. I've got kind of a political question for both guests. We have a president that is an unindicted co-conspirator. The person he conspired with is doing 3 years in the federal pokey. He's running for re-election. Does being indicted really matter anymore?
All right. Well, what about impeachment? the topic has been changed, and is impeachment an issue that has relevance? It appears the Senate, led by John Kennedy and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, is not going to confirm or convict the president on articles of impeachment if it ever gets to the Senate. But Lamar, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, one thing that impeachment does is that it motivates Democrats, just straight up. And it sort of confirms and validates a lot of what Democrats have been saying all along about this man's character. That said, I mean, who knows what's going to be in the news cycle in only 2 weeks? I mean, we could return to this impeachment scandal, and Mitch McConnell may be his own worst enemy.
Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on with the Colonel and Lamar White.
Yeah, given the comment of the forever Trumpster caller about Democrat traitors, was Hillary Clinton perhaps correct about the basket of deplorables?
All right. Well, the rhetoric is going to heat up, Colonel. We're seeing that on this program. We're seeing it all over the country. This is adding a new layer of activity and a new dimension to the 2020 campaign. Are we going to have each side calling the other names?
I missed the last part.
Well,
of
about
question.
The basket of the deplorables. That's what Hillary referred to many people who were against her, and I think she lived to regret that comment. But Dan says she was right.
Now, why would you say that, Dan? I mean, that's your fellow Americans. Just like I don't like name calling on the conservative side or the other side of the ideological spectrum. You know, like the traitor comment. Look, treason and traitors are something that have to be proven in courts of law.
877-217-5757. Back for a final segment with our guests. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. The world is responding to a Iranian airstrike in Iraq at bases occupied by the United States. American embassies around the world are warning American citizens to stay alert to potential dangers, an action that undermines the administration line that the killing of General Soleimani made Americans safer. And, of course, the president is slated to be in New Orleans on Monday. Right now, that's the plan. And you can imagine that security will be tight at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the championship game between Clemson and LSU. The Times, New York Times, the newspaper of record in our country, reports that the president and Mike Pompeo were outraged by images of pro-Iranian demonstrators in Baghdad on New Year's Eve attacking buildings at the U.S. Embassy, though no Americans were injured. And this may have caused the assassination of General Soleimani. Your thoughts are welcome. 877-217-5757. If you get a busy signal, please be patient and please be brief in your remarks. Let's go to Scott in Opelousas. Scott, thanks for your patience. You're on Talk Louisiana.
How's it going, Jim? Just two quick points. One, I'd like to know the name of the five veterans who died in Vietnam while Cadet Bone Spurs was documented. And number two, what were the other options that were presented to him by the intelligence agencies?
All right. What other options might have been available independent of assassinating General Soleimani, Colonel Maness?
I believe at least one of the other options was to go ahead and attack the actual Hezbollah militias that Soleimani was command and controlling that were made up of Iraqi Shiite militia. Again, it would have been the other options. We'd already done it once in support in response to the death of the young American guy, and then the embassy, storming of the embassy by militia protesters.
All right, Tom and Amy. Tom, you're on with Colonel Maness and Lamar White. Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good morning, Colonel. Good morning, Lamar. How y'all doing today?
Fine. What's going on?
Okay, my concern about this whole matter is this. I believe that Donald Trump is conditioning the American military to carry out his orders without question, because recently he ordered an abrupt withdrawal from Syria that actually involved American troops getting up from their mess hall meal and leaving the meal on the table and then going outside and blowing up their own ammunition to get out of Syria.
All right. What about U.S. troops having to follow orders, as they always have to do under a commander-in-chief. I think Tom is saying the president is putting the troops in places that they should not be, at least in positions they should not be. What do you think, Lamar?
Well, what I think is, you know, back to when Donald Trump was first elected and he surrounded himself with these generals and military veterans, it sort of reassured a lot of people that he had the right people in place. They would mitigate some of the erratic behavior that he was known for on the campaign trail. And he's lost 90% of those people. He's either resigned or they've been fired or learned that they were fired through Twitter. And this is sort of the consequences of an erratic president.
Leonard on airline. Hi, Leonard. You're on with Lamar and Colonel Maness.
Yeah, how you doing today, Jim?
Fine, Leonard.
I wanted to know, do y'all have any information on, like, Trump doing business with the Deutsche Bank and 50% of his money being backed up by the Russians?
All right, we've talked about that. That's a different topic, and the president, of course, has had dealings with that bank, but his connection to Russia will only be determined probably when we find out what's in his tax returns. Michael in Prairieville. Michael, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hello, Michael.
Morning, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've been listening, and I don't think I've heard it addressed that it seems like there's a lot of misinformation, depending on who you listen to, on what is actually going on in Iran. And, you know, everyone's checking back to 17 years ago when, you know, we invaded Iraq based on information that wasn't true. So here we are assassinating people.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. What about the prospect of another war that most Americans believe 2003 was not a good move by the U.S., including President Trump? Is he inviting another unwelcome war, Colonel Maness?
Including me, I don't think the 2003 operation was warranted at all. It's possible, yes, that could be an outcome of the situation, but I think, again, we have that opportunity to not do that at this point, and that would be the best decision to make. You know, I agreed with the pullout from Syria, and I'd like to see our forces out of Iraq on the ground as quickly as possible, but the president needs to have people advising him, as we've talked about before, that can get him to understand what that means and how and what needs to happen in order for that to take place, instead of just tweeting it out like he did in the Syria situation. I was critical of that. I was critical of his strikes on Syria for the supposed chemical attack, just like I was about Barack Obama's red line in the sand and attempt to do it in his administration.
All right, Lamar, the president is taking actions that, of course, are going to be major issues on the campaign trail. I heard Bernie Sanders on Morning Edition today saying that he would take all Americans out of Iraq. Is that a prudent move at this point?
At this point, I don't think so, no. And, you know, I'm totally opposed to the forever wars, and this is my generation that's fighting these wars. I've lost childhood friends of mine to these wars, but I don't think it would be prudent to just unilaterally pull out at this point.
877-217-5757. A line is free for the first time in a while for Lamar White and Colonel Maness. Emmett on College. Emmett, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hello, Emmett.
Good morning, Mr. Easter. Appreciate your program. Hua to the Colonel. I'm an independent voter, and, of course, I'm not really a supporter of Trump at all, per se. However, that being said, it seemed like the president is really being disadvantaged by advisors, the people around him. It seemed like certain advisors have their own agenda, and they're trying to use the president to achieve their own agenda. And it appears to me that President Trump wants to do certain things. He wants to do some good things, but he's being steered in a direction because some of those people, those advisors, are close to political groups that Trump know that he needs. And it's more evident now that he needs those groups than ever. So it's causing him to make decisions that really contrary to things he stood for over the years.
All right. Thank you, Emmett. Colonel, does Emmett make some good points?
He does make some good points. The political appointee process is tightly controlled by the establishment inside the Beltway Republicans, and and that's where a lot of these appointees have come from, regardless of their resumes. So that's a danger. I've been pointing it out to the president publicly for years now, that he needs to get people around him that support the policies that he ran on, that he wants to keep those campaign promises on.
Audrey in Goodwood. Audrey, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. I was wondering what your guests thought the possibility of a proxy war in the region is, what that means for the region, for America, and for our troops.
Okay. Hold on, Audrey. Lamar, would you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I missed what she said.
About actually. A proxy war.
A proxy war. What the possibilities of a proxy war?
Well, that's...
I think it's a real threat.
Well,
I guess I must have missed the...
Yeah, that was what she said. But do you want to expand upon that?
Why? No, why? I mean, I think I missed the point.
Okay. All right. 877-217-5757 is your number as we head down the stretch with Colonel Maness and Lamar White. And where are we going here? Is this going to diffuse what could have been a more serious confrontation, or... is this just the start of hostilities, what happened last night, Colonel Maness?
I really, truly think we're going to see a de-escalation based on what we're hearing out of Iran. And I think this is a great opportunity, as Lamar mentioned. You can't just unilaterally withdraw from Iraq and Syria right now under these conditions. But I think this could set the conditions to fulfill that campaign promise and get us out of these forever wars, which I've also been fighting, too, and so are my kids, and I have a son that's on the hook to go to a short-notice deployment today.
My goodness. 877-217-5757. Matt is telling me, do we have time for one more caller for Lamar and for Colonel Maness? He says we've got time for one more. Who should we go to? We should go to Vicki in Kenilworth. Vicki, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Vicki, hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to respond to the person, the independent person, independent voter. He says that Donald Trump doesn't listen to, I mean, he doesn't surround himself with good people. He doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't care what anybody says. He thinks his word and his thoughts are the only thing of value, and that is the problem.
Well, quite often he listens to the last person he's talking to, I think. That may be... one of his problems is that if you're the last person to talk with him, you've got the day. And he does not appear, Lamar, to be a championship listener.
No, although he does listen to Fox News pretty religiously.
He watches Fox News.
Right.
But he's tweeting enough that while he's watching that I'm not sure he's really listening. But Colonel, no matter how smart somebody is, and this president, of course, says he's a stable genius, should... even if he's the most brilliant man on the planet, should he be listening to other people?
Oh, absolutely. And he says that he brings opposing viewpoints in on purpose and before he makes a decision. But, you know, I can understand why people are concerned about that based on the way we've seen things happen.
Well, thanks to both of you gentlemen. Good discussion today, and I'm sure it will continue. Lamar White, always a pleasure to visit with the publisher of Bayou Brief. And Colonel Maness, thanks for your service to our country. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening and stay tuned.